From Storyflow listener sends, The Clarity Act and the Coming Age of Autonomous Money. Begin forwarded message from Jake Ryan from the Age of Autonomy update jakeryan@substack.com. Subject, The Clarity Act and the Coming Age of Autonomous Money. Date, May 14, 2026 at 11:27:10 a.m. PDT. To ollie@theflatlay.com. Reply to Jake Ryan from the Age of Autonomy update reply plus 39 MFXK and 18 AU and N63,887,783A9,395B9A6C1Fee70,860CDA22C539CF5. The next leg in the Age of Autonomy is coming and driven by legislation. May 14. For most of crypto's history, the industry has been forced to build inside a fog machine. Founders could launch protocols, but not always know whether their token would later be treated as a security. Investors could underwrite networks, but not always know whether value accrual at the token level would be punished by regulators. Builders could design useful economic systems, but the more directly a token captured value, the more legal risk it seemed to create. That may be changing. The Clarity Act has suddenly become one of the most important catalysts in crypto. This week, Polymarket Odds reportedly moved to roughly 65% that the act becomes law in 2026, up sharply from earlier levels near the mid-40s. Prediction markets are not perfect, but they are useful because they force people to put money behind their expectations. In this case, the market is telling us something important. Washington may finally be moving from regulation by enforcement to regulation by architecture. And that matters because the next phase of crypto is not just humans buying tokens. It is software moving value. It is AI agents paying for data, compute, APIs, identity, storage, execution, and eventually real-world goods and services. It is the age of autonomy becoming economically real. The missing layer for AI agents. AI agents are going to need money, not metaphorical money, not credits trapped inside one company's closed platform. Not a prepaid balance that only works in one app. Actual programmable money. An autonomous agent that can research a market, book a trip, pay for compute, buy data, execute a transaction, or hire another agent needs a payment rail that is global, instant, low-friction, machine-readable, and programmable. That is not the credit card system. Credit cards were built for humans, merchants, chargebacks, bank intermediaries, and 20th-century commerce. They were not built for autonomous software negotiating with other autonomous software in real time. Stablecoins are. This is why protocols like X402 matter. HTTP has always had a 402 payment required status code sitting dormant inside the internet's architecture. Now that idea is being revived for machine-native payments. With X402, an AI agent can request a resource, receive a payment-required response, pay in stablecoins, and continue the transaction without opening an account, entering a credit card, or waiting on a human approval loop. That is a small technical change with enormous economic implications. The internet was built to move information. Blockchains were built to move value. AI agents are the software layer that will increasingly decide when, where, and why value should move. From human commerce to agentic commerce, think about how online commerce works today. You search, you compare, you read reviews, you check delivery dates, you decide whether the price is fair, you type in your payment details or approve a wallet transaction. That entire flow is going to be compressed. In the future, you may tell an agent, find me the best flight to New York next Thursday, under $600, aisle seat preferred, avoid red eyes, and use my airline miles if it makes sense. The agent will search, compare, negotiate, verify, and pay. The same logic applies to buying software, paying for data, renting compute, purchasing insurance, optimizing supply chains, ordering inventory, booking hotels, or paying other agents. This is the machine-to-machine economy, and the machine-to-machine economy needs three things: identity, trust, and money. Crypto is the only technology stack that plausibly provides all three in an open, programmable environment. Why Clarity matters? The Clarity Act is important because it starts to define the rules of the road for digital assets in the United States. The Senate Banking Committee's section-by-section summary says the bill creates disclosure requirements for certain transactions involving ancillary assets and treats the tokens themselves as commodities. That is a meaningful shift because it separates the token from the fundraising transaction around the token. In plain English, a project may still need to comply with disclosure and fundraising rules, but the token itself may not automatically live forever under securities law simply because it began life inside a capital formation event. Reuters reports that the bill also addresses SEC fundraising exemptions, DeFi definitions, AML requirements, stablecoin rewards, and the treatment of tokenized securities. Tokenized stocks and bonds remain securities, but many network tokens may be handled under a different framework. That distinction is critical. For years, crypto builders were trapped in a paradox. If a token had no value accrual, investors questioned why it existed. If a token had too much value accrual, lawyers worried it looked like a security, so builders often designed tokens around governance, access, emissions, staking, or vague utility, while avoiding more direct mechanisms that might return value to token holders. That made many tokens weaker as assets. The Clarity Act could begin to change that. The return of tokenomics. The next generation of tokenomics, how tokens are structured within its ecosystem to create and accrue value, will not look like the last generation. The last cycle was often about narrative, emissions, liquidity mining, staking, and governance tokens that did not govern much. The next cycle will have to be about real value capture. If a network earns revenue from agent transactions, API payments, data markets, compute usage, settlement fees, or autonomous commerce, then the token should have a rational claim on that economic activity. That does not necessarily mean every token pays a traditional dividend. Builders still need legal guidance, and the final regulatory framework will matter. But the direction of travel is clear. The industry is moving toward a world where tokens can be designed as economically meaningful assets rather than legal liabilities. That is a major change. If builders can design tokens where value is created at the protocol level and accrues transparently at the token level, then digital assets become easier to underwrite. Investors can ask better questions. What does the network do? Who pays to use it? How much revenue does it generate? How does that value flow through the system? Does the token capture any of it? Is the token necessary to the network's operation? That is how real asset classes mature. AI agents need economic substrate. This is where the age of autonomy comes in. The age of autonomy is not just about smarter chatbots. It is about autonomous operations, systems that sense, decide, act, coordinate, and transact with less human involvement. Robots will need to pay for charging, maintenance, mapping data, and logistics. AI agents will need to pay for APIs, compute, identity verification, private data, and other agents. Autonomous vehicles will need to pay tolls, insurance, energy, routing services, and fleet management systems. DePIN networks will need to compensate physical infrastructure providers. On-chain finance will need settlement assets, collateral assets, routing layers, liquidity venues, and compliance-aware execution. All of this requires value transfer. And value transfer requires rules. That is why clarity matters. It is not just a crypto bill. It is an infrastructure bill for the autonomous economy. The bigger investment implication. The market is still mostly focused on the obvious beneficiaries, exchanges, custodians, stablecoin issuers, and large public crypto companies. That makes sense. Regulatory clarity helps the incumbents first. But the larger opportunity may be further out on the curve. If the United States creates a workable framework for digital commodities, stablecoin payments, and compliant token issuance, then builders can start designing protocols for autonomous commerce with more confidence. That opens the door for several major categories. Agent wallets, where autonomous software can hold assets, sign transactions, enforce budgets, and operate under human-defined permissions. Payment protocols, where agents can pay for resources instantly without accounts, invoices, or credit cards. Tokenized service networks, where data, compute, storage, bandwidth, and real-world infrastructure can be bought and sold programmatically. Revenue-generating protocols, where tokenomics can be designed around actual economic throughput instead of speculative emissions. Compliance-aware DeFi, where autonomous agents can interact with regulated financial infrastructure without every transaction becoming a legal gray zone. This is how crypto moves from speculation to infrastructure. Not all at once. Not without setbacks. Not without bad designs, bad actors, and regulatory fights. But the direction is becoming clear. The internet got payments wrong the first time. The original internet was brilliant at moving information but terrible at moving money. That is why the business model of the internet became advertising. If payments had been native to the web from the beginning, the internet might have evolved very differently. content, data, APIs, software, and digital services could have been monetized through micropayments instead of surveillance-based advertising. AI agents may give the internet a second chance. Agents do not want to watch ads. Agents do not click banner ads. Agents do not need loyalty points, email marketing funnels, or retargeting campaigns. Agents need clean economic instructions, price, permission, payment, delivery, verification. That is a stablecoin native world. And if Clarity helps make that world legally legible, the implications are much bigger than one bill, one market structure debate, or one prediction market moving from 45% to 65%. It means the United States may finally be creating a legal foundation for autonomous value transfer. In closing, the age of autonomy needs an economic rail. AI gives software the ability to decide. Blockchains give software the ability to transact. Stablecoins give software a dollar-denominated medium of exchange. And regulatory clarity gives builders the confidence to combine all three. That is why the Clarity Act matters. It is not simply about whether crypto gets friendlier treatment in Washington. It is about whether the next generation of autonomous software can be built on open, programmable financial infrastructure in the United States. The first era of crypto was about humans buying tokens. The next era will be about machines using networks. And when machines begin using networks, paying for services, coordinating resources, and settling value at internet speed, the tokens that power those networks become more than speculative assets. They become economic infrastructure. That is the real story. The age of autonomy will not just run on intelligence. It will run on programmable money. In gratitude, Jake Ryan, CIO, Tradecraft Capital.